This is Dr. Singham dictating from West Bloomfield Nursing and Rehab Center. Patient first name is Carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N. Last name is Elliott, E-L-L-I-O-T-T. Date of birth is 11-9-1953. Date of evaluation 12-12-2023. HPA history page. Complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression. History of present illness. This is a 70 years old female who was readmitted to this facility on 12-9-2023 upon transfer from Ascension Providence Hospital, Novi. Patient's chart indicates ASHD and diabetes, depression, gout, heart failure, GERD, hypomagnesemia, repeated falls, muscle weakness, difficulty walking. Period. Patient reports that she was hospitalized with low potassium and low magnesium and was sent here for physical therapy and hopes to go home soon. Period. She was previously seen by our service on October 24, 2023. Post hospitalization after a fall resulting in left femur fracture. Here, patient was pleasant during my evaluation. She reports that she has been taking Wellbutrin for many years and reports that it has helped with her mood. And on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being severe depression, she is a 2. Period. Patient denies any thoughts of harm to self or others. Period. No history of OCD, PTSD. Period. She was somewhat guarded about telling me what got her depressed initially, and if there were any situational factors. Next paragraph, patient reports that her daughter lives in Illinois, but reports that she has a brother and a sister who lives in Michigan. Next paragraph, patient reports that she used to work as secretary for City of Farmington Hills. Next paragraph, review of system, general weakness, eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero prior suicide attempts, no prior history of violence, no. Next paragraph, so education, highest college, current occupation, retired secretary for City of Farmington Hills, current relationship, under current relationship, divorced, number of children, one daughter. Next, by legal issues, prior difficulty, legal system, no. Next, by medical record, lab diagnostic, test, reclamation, form, and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, under review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, psychiatric, mental status examination, blood pressure 159 over 74, pulse 67, respiration 16. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, appropriate, motor movements, weakness, gait not tested, speech clear and coherent, mood euthymic, thought process intact, association normal, thought content normal, range of thought content, perceptual disturbance denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to time, place, person, memory recent, intact, remote intact, attention, concentration with the normal, language is normal, fund of knowledge, demonstrate good fund of knowledge, judgment and insight within normal, sleep and appetite normal, Next paragraph, under medications, current medications, Wellbutrin XL 150 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, assessment and plans, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild F33.0, plans continue Wellbutrin as prescribed. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors or any new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, under orders and procedures 99304, under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of Wellbutrin risk benefit statements. In my medical determination, the above references are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident. This is end of dictation.